May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Amen. Be seated. This morning I'd like to share a story with you about the beginning. In the beginning, as the story goes, in the beginning, as everyone knows, God decided to create. Who knows why? Maybe the poet was right. Maybe God did step out on space and look around. Maybe God did say, I'm lonely, I'll make me a world. Who really knows? Certainly not me. I wasn't there in the beginning. Maybe it doesn't matter why. Maybe the how can tell us more. How did God do it? How did God create? With words. Words, simple yet always powerful. In the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light. Let there be sky, and there was sky. Let the waters be gathered, and they were. Let there be plants and animals, and plants and animals abounded through words. Simple words, yet always powerful. God created. And everything, every little thing from the light to the darkness, everything that God created was good. After all, that's what he said. Now, of all the things God created, God was especially proud and loving of the man and the woman. And why not be? Why shouldn't he be? You see, when it came to these human beings, when it came to this man and this woman, God had done something different. Unlike the rest of the things, the rest of the creatures, God had breathed into them. And as that breath filled their lungs, a part of God's own self entered into humankind. A part of God's own spirit and a part of God's own image. And that wasn't all. You see, God also gave the man and the woman a very special gift. God gave them the gift of words. They too could speak. And since words are always powerful, they shared in some of God's power. They too could create. They too had freedom. But God wasn't the only one who took a special interest in these extraordinary creatures, these humans. In the mythic language of the ages, he, the devil, was interested in them too and decided to take them on as a kind of special project. Maybe because the devil was jealous, or maybe because he was angry, who knows? But one day, when God was enjoying the man and the woman, the devil casually, not really so casually, happened to walk by. He sauntered up to God. Sauntered, you know, and after all, he didn't want to look too interested. So he sauntered up to God and asked a question. What is it that you like so much about these crazy little creatures? Well, God was a little taken aback by that question. It was hard for even God to imagine how anyone, even the devil, could not like the man and the woman. But ever patient, after all, we're talking about God, ever patient, he turned to the devil and answered him, "Of all my creation, these two little creatures, this man and this woman, I've given them the special gift of words. They alone can speak. They alone have the power and the freedom to therefore create." Now, the devil being the devil simply couldn't resist saying what he thought. "Well, it seems to me," he said, "that with power and freedom to create must also come the power and freedom to destroy." "Come," he continued, I'll make you a wager. I'll wager you that if you stop talking, if you agree not to speak, these little creatures will choose to use freedom, the freedom you've given them, to destroy. Destroy themselves and all of creation. Done, God said. And he closed his mouth. And of course, since God's creative power was in his words, the devil had managed, with that wager, to bind that power. Well, the devil laughed at God and quite had his way with the man and the woman. And as the eons went by, the devil continued to have his way. But finally, one day, the devil came back to mock God, to rub it in, to show that he had been right. He couldn't resist. After all, he was the devil. So he came back to mock God. He scoffed the silent deity. He taunted the helpless God. And all God did was to hold up one finger. One? Asked the devil. What do you mean, one? What are you trying to tell me? Are you trying to tell me that you want to say one more word? Is that it? God nodded yes, pleaded with his eyes and hands. But the devil was confident. After all, he had had his way with humanity for so long. He knew he had won. They were well along the path to destruction, a path of their own making. So he thought to himself, I don't suppose that even God could do very much harm with one word. So the devil relented. Okay, go ahead, he said. Do your worst. Say the single word you want to speak so much. And God spoke one word. His voice in a whisper, so small it could barely be heard. He spoke it for the man and the woman. He spoke it for their children and their children's children. He spoke it for all of creation, and it brought them great joy. It was a word gathered up all of forgiveness, all of love, all of the creativity God had been storing up in his heart during that time of silence. It gathered up everything that God is, God was, and God will ever be. It gathered up everything that the man and the woman are, or were, or would ever be. The one single word, the word of life and death and life again, the word God spoke, it was Jesus. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, full of grace and truth. And we have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son of the Father. Amen.